So Revi of Chayei Sara, we have Rivka Ach u'Shmo Lavan, the appearance of Lavan, and really the contrast between not just Rivka and Lavan, Rivka's absolute chesed, and Lavan's self-interest, but even more than that, Vanochi Pinisi Habayis u'Makom Lagmalim, the contrast is really between this aliyah, between the Lavan and Eved Avram, right? As the man says, Vayomar Eved Avram Anochi, a person who sublimates and subjugates his own interests, Vayusam Lefanav Lachol Vayomer Lochal Adim Dibarti Divari, right? His sense is that he's a shaliach and he's there for a reason. And the word that he says, more than any other is MS, right? That Chesed ve'emes is the beginning of the Aliyah, the end of the Aliyah, and Hashem Asher Hinchani b'derech emes. It's not an accident. The Eved is defined by an attitude of truthfulness and straightforwardness, and Lavan, as we'll come to know him, Lavan Harami is a fraud. And again, the first encounter we have with him with Rivka Ach u'Shmo Lavan. And, he sort of runs out, as Rashi explains, and, he has a completely, fraudulent and vain formulation, when he talks about, Bo Beruch Hashem, Benochi Pinisi Abayis Umakom Lagmalim. So first of all, he's trying to take, the credit from Rivka. He's trying to insert himself, right? And this insertion of himself continues, Vayan Lavanu Visuel Vayomru, and then, the very next Aliyah, we'll see how fraudulent and empty that was. But Lavan is always, kofetz l'rosh. He's always a self-promoter. And the Eved, who is an Ish Emes, and who's a truthful and substantive person, so it's not an accident that he's able to sublimate whatever his desires are, as Rashi says. He had particular interest here, but he was going to do the right thing. Eved Avraham Anochi, that was his sense of himself. The contrast to Lavan's self-interest couldn't be more pronounced. So again, it expresses itself in the Eved's sublimation of self, Eved Avraham Anochi, and also his commitment to Emes, which is, the word that he talks about more than any other. And Lavan is exactly the opposite. He's always, being kofetz l'rosh. He's always putting his own interests first, right? Not just in front of his father, but, Anochi Pinisi Abayis Umakom Lagmalim, like sort of taking credit, like, oh, I'm the real, Machnis Orchem here. I'm the real Baal Chesed, as opposed to Rivka. So sort of like seeking credit there. And also, the total emptiness as if he's really interested in Achnasas Orchem, as opposed to just, seeing how much more that they can squeeze out of this guy. So this is what the Rambam describes in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Zayin, with the two terms, Redifas HaKavod, Redifas HaMamon. That Lavan is defined by these two synergistic vices, Redifas HaMamon and Redifas HaKavod. You could have one without the other. Some people aren't interested at all in money and have enormous interest in kavod, and there's some people the opposite. Money is everything to them. So Lavan, right, really is both, right? The redifas hamamon is, the ritza can only be explained by right, and the redifas hakavod of being constantly kofetz, betzchila, and placing himself in front of everybody else is, a stark contrast with the Eved Avram, who is a sublimator of self, and also, is a person of truth, as opposed to Lavan, who, is a complete and utter fraud. So, the Rivka Ach, u'Shmo Lavan, we get an appreciation for the environment in which she was raised, and in a certain sense, how much more remarkable, her character is, that she, as we spoke about yesterday, is a balas chesed par excellence, is, meshiv arishon rishon v'alachron achron, a person of deep insight, a thoughtful, deliberate person, a person who knows how to be deliberate about chesed as well. So when you put all of these together, I think what we have is really a remarkable contrast between Rivka, the Eved, Ulu Rivka Ach u'Shmo Lavan, who strikes us as a Rodef Mamon, as a Rodef Kavod, and above all, a person, who's fraudulent, a person who has nothing to do with the Emes, which defines the existence of the Eved, but a person, who's really interested in one thing, even though his, what he professes And what he protests to is very different. Bo beruch Hashem, benochi finisi abayis, umakom lag malim. You know, this is kind of an altruistic act when really it was anything but. But he chirosas hanezem vesatzimidim al yedei achuso.